Over the last two decades, North Carolina public schools have become increasingly segregated. But Franklin County stands out. It has some of the most racially balanced schools in the state. That's largely because the district is still under court desegregation orders. Rima Crace explains it's a bright spot in a district working to overcome several challenges.
Let's visit a history class.
All right, ladies and gents, let's get your attention real quick.
Today's lesson is about civil rights. Carla Albertson is a teacher at Lewisburg High School in Franklin County, and she's going over big Supreme Court cases, like Brown v. Board. That's the case that declared segregated schools as just wrong. Now, a question for the class.
Why would that not be okay, right, other than kind of a moral issue, right, clearly that we believe now?
Latia raises her hand.
Blacks, they had to walk a long while to get to their schools, and then whites, they just took the bus and it was like right there.
Students explain differences in transportation, teacher pay, and even school lunches. Then one student, Jaden, says something about the state of schools in Franklin County today.
Our county's still under, or our school's still under court order, and they've been under it for a few years to even out the races in the schools.
More like a few decades. Franklin County schools have been under federal court desegregation orders since the 60s. It's one of the reasons why they have some of the most racially balanced schools in the state. Dana Thompson-Dorsey is a professor at UNC Chapel Hill. She studies school desegregation and says studies show
that white and students of color benefit academically and socially from being surrounded by people who are of different race, ethnicities, and socioeconomic background.
Still, Thompson-Dorsey says plenty of schools in North Carolina are technically and legally desegregated, but not high-performing.
I don't know if that necessarily has anything to do with the desegregation itself or just public education in North Carolina.
In Franklin County, 7 of its 16 schools are considered low-performing.
That's our main focus now, is to make sure that our low-performing schools are brought up to average and above average.
Elizabeth Keith is vice chair of the Franklin County School Board. One thing she'd like to see is more Black and Hispanic students in advanced classes. White students make up about half of the student population. But last year, they made up about 77% of students in academically gifted programs. Across North Carolina, you see similar trends. Minority students are underrepresented in gifted programs.
I'd like them to be encouraged and sort of geared toward taking those higher level courses, because that's going to make the difference as well.
The district is working on a plan to identify more students for gifted programs without relying so much on grades or test scores. To help make big goals like that happen, the school system recently brought on Superintendent Pascal Mobinga. His resume is promising. He used to work for the state, helping to turn around low-performing schools.
I think number one, you make sure you change the culture of the place. Make sure that you raise expectation for all staff, students, and as well parental involvement.
Mobinga says there are two ingredients for success: quality principals and quality teachers. But there's a problem.
The struggle that we have in Franklin County schools, we'll have those graduates that will come to us for 2 or 3 years. Then they get experience there. They move, they leave us, they go to Wake County.
Wake County is southwest of Franklin, and it offers its teachers a much bigger pay supplement. Last year, Wake teachers made an average of about $3,300 more per year than those in Franklin.
And those challenges are still around, and I think probably going to get harder as some of our teachers in the state, they're going other places, they're going out of state due to the pay.
Across North Carolina, school leaders argue the state needs to increase its funding for public schools. That point was unintentionally made in Ms. Albertson's history class when one student remarked about the differences between white and Black schools decades ago.
The Blacks, they really didn't have textbooks that were, like, good. They used old textbooks. Yeah. And whites, they had good quality textbooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even in our educationally defunded world today, right, we all have these same textbooks that are old and are falling apart and have all kinds of crazy things written in them, right, that we can't get out anymore.
All right, that's it for class. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.